Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Thessalonians, chapters 4 to 5. Maintain an attitude of gratitude always. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Apostle Paul has written about thanksgiving or about giving thanks or about being grateful about 23 times, which is more than any other New Testament author. After all that God has done for our lives by sending His only begotten Son Jesus Christ into this world to die for us, it is not surprising that we should have an attitude of gratitude in our daily living. However, as we reflect on how to maintain this attitude of gratitude as part of our daily lifestyle, let us remember a few important aspects about thanksgiving. 1. We should give thanks in everything. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, Apostle Paul has carefully chosen the word "in" for his statement, "In everything, give thanks." This does not mean that we should give thanks for everything. That may include matters resulting from the foolish decisions that we make or the consequences that we face for disobeying God. Rather, we should give thanks in everything and in every circumstance. Why? This is because we know that according to Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. We know that through it all, God can use these things and every situation for our good, for His glory, and for the extension of His kingdom. 2, we should direct our thanks to God more than people. The reason for this is because people are gifts from God, who is the ultimate source of all our blessings. We read in James chapter 1 verse 17 like this, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." We know that time and time again in his letters, Apostle Paul thanked God for the grace, love, faith, patience, and hope of the people of God. 3, we should give thanks to God through Jesus Christ for everything. In the letter to the Colossians, this is what Apostle Paul mentioned in chapter 3, verses 15 and 17. "Be thankful, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Since we have access to God through His Son Jesus Christ, we should also direct all thanks to God in and through Him alone. An Old Testament example of giving thanks was when Job lost his money, his children, and his health. He blessed the name of God in spite of his personal tragedies, not because of them. Nothing speaks more powerfully of a walk with God than continuous thankfulness, for we read that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Let us learn to maintain an attitude of gratitude always for everything that God has done for us. Giving thanks to God should thus be our native intrinsic emotion. The giving of thanks in all things does not imply that all things are good. Rather, we are charged with the giving of thanks because of our confidence in the purpose and providence of God in and every circumstance of our lives. Finally, we read the words in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 like this, "Therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name."